Now let's go on to the interior of the temple cella, a space accessible only to worshippers, where Phidias personally sculpted the statue of Athena the Virgin, seeing to its minutest details. The work was completed and inaugurated in 437 BC. About 12 meters tall, the colossus was done using the Chrys Elephantin technique, thus combining parts in ivory, used for the head and limbs, and parts in gold, all held together by a sturdy wooden frame. The room displays various Roman age replicas of the sculpture done to different scales. Curiously, it is actually the smallest one, the statuette called Athena le Normand, that preserves all the details of its giant sister, and these details are fun to look for. The figurines on the base represent the myth of Pandora's birth, while peeking out from beneath the shield is the snake symbolizing Erythonius, Athena's son born from the earth, whom she had taken into her temple in the form of a reptile.